This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Combined Commanders Conference at the Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters, Vijay Durg in Kolkata, in a short while. The conference will continue till the 17th of September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Technological advancements, coordination among the three branches of the armed forces, modernization, and other aspects will be discussed in the backdrop of the present political situation of the world in the three-day-long Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch several development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees at Purnia district in the pole-bound state of Bihar today. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will launch flight services from the newly constructed Purnia Airport. He will also inaugurate the National Makhana Board, which will benefit the makhana producing farmers from the region. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for railway projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Bihar. Mr. Modi will flag off a new Vande Bharat Express between Danapur and Jogbani and also inaugurate two Amrit Bharat trains. To promote self-reliance in Bihar's power sector, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the 2400 megawatt Pirpanti thermal power project. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Purnia.
The Income Tax Department has dismissed fake news circulating on social media, which falsely claimed that the due date for filing income tax returns or ITRs has been extended to 30th of September. In an official post, the department clarified that the deadline for filing ITRs remains today, that is, 15th of September. Taxpayers have been advised to rely only on the department's official social media handles for accurate updates. Doordarshan completes 66 years of its illustrious journey today. Established on the 15th of September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's broadcasting era. Until 1975, it was a part of All India Radio. On 1st of April 1976, it transformed into a separate department in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and later came under Prasar Bharati. Today, Doordarshan remains India's largest broadcasting entity with a vast network of studios and transmitters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Bharat Ratna M. Vishveshwaraiya on the occasion of Engineers Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Vishveshwaraiya's brilliance left an indelible mark on India's engineering landscape. He said that engineers will continue playing a crucial role in the collective efforts to build a Viksit Bharat. Three top Naxalites have been neutralized in an encounter today morning in Karandi village under Tati Jharia police station in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand, based on intelligence inputs. Sahdev Soren, Central Committee member who had a reward of 1 crore rupees, Raghunath Hembram, Bihar Jharkhand Special Area Committee member with a reward of 25 lakh rupees, and Bir Sen Ganju, Zonal Committee member with a reward of 10 lakh rupees, are among those killed. In news just in, the Supreme Court has stayed certain provisions of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India B.R. Gavai and Justice A.G. Masih stayed the provision that a person should be a practitioner of Islam for 5 years to create a waqf till state governments frame rules regarding the determination of this condition. The provision allowing the designated officer of the government to decide the dispute whether a waqf property has encroached upon a government property has been stayed with the observation that an executive officer cannot be permitted to adjudicate the rights of personal citizens and this will violate the separation of powers. Three top Naxalites have been neutralized in an encounter today morning in Karandi village under, I beg your pardon. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated pockets of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. India extended their unbeaten run in the Asia Cup with a commanding 7-wicket victory over arch rivals Pakistan in a Group A encounter at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.